Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Rams running back Daryl Henderson is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Buccaneers. Rams head coach Sean McVay expects the starting running back to be a game-time decision, despite being held out of practice Wednesday through Friday. Backup Sony Michel should have a Week 3 role, even if Henderson is active. Niners running back Elijah Mitchell is listed as doubtful for Sunday's game against the Packers, while teammate Trey Sermon doesn't have an injury designation. Sermon thus becomes the latest favorite to lead San Francisco's injury-riddled backfield, though the team isn't quite ready to make Mitchell's Week 3 absence official. GM John Lynch did sound pessimistic Friday morning when discussing the sixth-round rookie, though his return to practice Friday as a limited participant at least could be taken as a positive sign for Mitchell's chances to return in Week 4 or 5. Free agent running back Ito Smith worked out for the Panthers on Friday. Smith failed to make the Vikings 53-man roster to begin the regular season, but he's had workouts with Washington and Carolina in September. The 26-year-old was one of four running backs who worked out for the Panthers on Friday after Christian McCaffrey exited Thursday's win over Houston. The NFL Week 3 main slate begins at Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern and features 13 games, with primetime matchups including the Packers and Niners on Sunday night and the Eagles-Cowboys on Monday night. With 2 weeks in the books, we're starting to get a sense of which players and teams are exceeding preseason expectations and which ones may not be impressive as we first thought. For tournaments, consider quarterback Daniel Jones. Jones is at his best when he's using his legs, and he's done so effectively so far this season, with a rushing touchdown in each game and a career-high 95 rushing yards in Week 2. He clocked in at the fastest speed reached by a quarterback over 21 miles per hour last season, so Jones is a legitimate threat on the ground. Plus, he mustered at least 249 yards and a touchdown through the air against each of Denver and Washington so far. Having played Thursday in Week 2, the affordable Jones will have an extra 3 days to prepare for the Falcons' defense that's allowing a league-high 40 points per game. Wide receiver Zach Pascal is also a consideration. Pascal opened up the Carson Wentz era in Indianapolis by catching all three of Wentz's touchdown passes through two games. Meanwhile, the Titans have allowed a league-high 6 touchdown passes, as well as a league-high 572 yards, to wide receivers through two games. Pascal's worth targeting in this juicy matchup, even with Wentz's status uncertain due to ankle injuries, though the slot receiver's floor certainly drops if Wentz is out or limited. For cash games, consider Lamar Jackson. Jackson's dual-threat abilities are tough for even the best defenses to handle, let alone a Lions team that's allowing 38 points per game, which is second most behind the Falcons. In addition to mustering at least 235 yards and a touchdown through the air in each game, Jackson already has 193 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground this season. With the injury-riddled Ravens lacking weapons, Jackson should continue to take matters into his own hands against a porous Detroit defense that's on a short week, having lost to Green Bay on Monday night. Also consider Derrick Henry. After 3 quiet halves to start the season, Henry put any worries to bed about his form by trampling all over the Seahawks in Tennessee's Week 2 comeback victory, finishing the game with 237 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns. His combination of strength and burst makes Henry the best in the league at running through tired defenses after halftime, and Henry has seen a noticeable uptick in passing usage with 9 catches on 10 targets through 2 games. The Titans' workhorse rushed for 281 yards and 3 touchdowns in 2 meetings with the Colts last season, and this year's Indianapolis defense has looked worse than last year's in the early going. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.